My name is Sabrina Burgos, and welcome to my podcast.
Hello, guys.
If you couldn't guess by the music, as some of you may have noticed, Sinister got the most votes on my Instagram during my last voting polls. I will continue having voting polls for upcoming horror movies, so if you didn't get a chance to vote this time around, there will be more opportunities for that. I will be taking horror movie suggestions soon, as well as dropping in questions for upcoming podcast ideas, so stay tuned. I would just also love to say thank you to everyone who has supported me through this so far.
Lastly, I will be leaving my Instagram info at the end for those who may not have me and would like to follow in. With that being said, let's continue on to the Sinister podcast.
Let's begin.
Sinister was released in 2012. It was directed by Scott Derrickson, who was also known for his other films, such as The Exorcism of Emily Rose, Deliver Us from Evil, and Hellraiser Inferno. He also helped produce Sinister 2, which I believe helped maintain the aesthetic of the film, that was released 3 years later after its original, directed by Kieran Foy. The movie was also written by C. Robert Cargill, who is said to have gotten the idea for the script after a nightmare he had from watching the movie The Ring. For those who haven't watched it, here's a little preview.
Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it? And as soon as it's over, your phone rings. And what they say is, you will die in 7 days.
7 days.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you think about it, I guess you can get the idea now.
Now let me let you in on some facts you didn't know about the movie.
It was said that the murder videos were recorded on a Super 8 film camera to capture the grainy nostalgic effect of old movies. However, because of this, it made it really difficult to take multiple shots, so these scenes had to be done with caution in just a few takes.
This leads us into the first victims.
Starting with the family that was hanged on a tree, played by stuntmen. It was said when the scene was first done, the stunt coordinator had botched the preparations, resulting in the actors being actually hanged and choked. Fortunately, they survived, but the coordinator was fired soon after.
Second victims.
Nothing bad happened here, but I thought this was cool. It was said that the actors and actresses who played the families that were tied to lawn chairs and pulled underwater were real. So the filmmakers had to be extremely careful that nobody got hurt while filming this scene. It was also said that Bagul, the eater of children, had to wear weights to stay underwater for several seconds while he was being filmed for this scene. Third thing you didn't know. It's okay because I didn't know either, so. Anyways, Bagul translates back to Boogeyman. Last thing that I thought was funny, that you didn't know. They never mentioned the deputy's name. They only referred to him as Deputy So-and-so.
Hey, Mr. Oswald.
Hey, Deputy So-and-so.
Now for some thoughts. Things I really liked about the movie. I really enjoyed the overall aesthetic of the movie. Also, the way they filmed the murder scenes with the Super 8 film camera, I thought was very creative. I thought it was a unique way to incorporate a normal tape of the family before their deaths, which I thought was a very scary idea. I also really liked the foreshadowing. Spoiler beware. The daughter brings her daddy coffee in one of the scenes. Essentially, this happens again when she drugs him to kill them.
Brought you your coffee, daddy.
I also really liked the overall unveiling of the murder cases. Now for things I didn't really like. What I didn't really like was how the wife had a random, inconsistent accent. I kind of thought it was a bit off-throwing for the film. I also felt like one of the soundtracks, where the family is about to be burned alive, was kind of off. The singing within it kind of throws it off. I'll play it for you right now. Like, what the f*** was that? Last thing I really didn't like. I'm sorry for saying this. Not gonna lie, the little girl's acting kind of kills it for me. It just seemed a little less realistic. But because she's little, it slides. Now for some things I felt like could have been done better or scarier. The boy coming out of the box who was having night terrors. I personally felt like it would have been crazy if he would have actually crawled out to pay tribute to the Exorcist spider crawl. But my boy was probably not that flexible, and I also sound like I'm asking for too much. I did read that they were aiming for a PG-13 film, which is why if you felt like it wasn't that scary, now you know. They still got an R rating though. Another thing I noticed that I'm gonna call them out for. Why was that broken branch still there?
You're telling me the police that found those bodies wouldn't have thrown it away by now?
Or even the person that sold them the house?
Anyways, favorite scenes.
I liked 5 of the 6 murder scenes, so all except the family barbecue tape, which was the one with the car being set on fire. So it was pool party, sleepy time, lawn work, family hanging out, and the last murder scene being house painting, I all thought were really good scenes.
I would probably give this movie a 7 out of 10.
Not too bad. I just didn't think it was that scary, but still a good film.
As for my thoughts on Sinister 2, you'll just have to wait for it. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. For those who don't have me already, my Instagram is SabrinaBurgos_. With that being said, thank you and stay blessed.